And what's going on, everybody out there in the internet land? It's your boy Jay Rice Green Five with your boy Red One, the one and only Jay Air, with your boy Fu Blue Two, the one and only Christian Black Army Black Three. Don't call me. And in his absence, my boy Zega Gold Four. We doing this thing for him. See him soon. Today's episode is the one and only Kai Cenat giving that young black man his flowers as he takes over the world one stream at a time. Thank you, chat. Thank you, chat. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? But before we get to that,
Yes, sir.
Prince, hit us with them hot topics, my boy.
All right. So this one is about time because apparently during the Super Bowl, we will be getting our first trailer for the Fantastic Four First Steps. Let's go. You know,
About time we saw the first family.
man, the freaking leaks and stuff, the little images from the trailer. I mean, I was like, they should have dropped it now. People out here just leaking the images of it from the trailer. Like, go ahead, just do that.
I just ain't got no hope or faith in anything Fantastic Four until I watch it.
I don't blame you, Brad.
It's that last movie was pretty trash. The first one they made way back when Chris Evans
Decent.
was Human Torch was, I thought it was pretty good.
Yes, that lineup
it was
was
decent.
they had a little
Jessica
lineup.
Alba, it was decent.
I feel like now though they should have the cast and the technology to improve it. So they better deliver, man.
Yeah, apparently, bro, gonna be saying it's Coburn time and all that too. Like, so, and it's a mixture of the practical and the CGI. So I was like, hey, all right, then.
Ain't go too wrong with that. I ain't gonna
We're
lie.
looking like them. And apparently tonight, it's airing in a few minutes, actually. The Kobe documentary, Kobe, The Making of a Legend, will be on TV.
Hey, man, it's
Apparently,
been my fault, dude.
only on CNN, apparently.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
ESPN weren't available.
Right.
Funny.
It's been 5 years as of yesterday, and I still haven't been able to watch any tributes, any type of nothing other than like a regular old picture or something. Because man, that was one of the saddest things I've experienced in my life.
Me too.
Because
Me too,
like
man.
that mess hurt.
Bro.
That day for me, I remember my uncle just passed now. Like he a Lakers fan, So that day when we come back home from the car ride, and I heard that same, around the same time. Right. That was a painful trip
Boy,
home
that
back.
was. I ain't never felt no pain like that. I can only imagine you having to associate the two.
Yeah,
That's
that's different.
So
Go watch.
RIP Kobe, man.
Go
Yeah,
watch.
definitely support the documentary. I hope it's not whitewashed
You're right.
or them just putting stuff in there that ain't even accurate. Hopefully it's like
Right.
supported by the family and they really
Yeah.
do
Right.
my boy right.
Yeah. Well, some great news. Like they revealed the directors for the X-Men movie for the MCU. And
James
like,
Gunn? Stop it.
This
I mean,
ain't
I
even
thought he
better.
was taking over the world. I
It's even
ain't.
better. And apparently, they're gonna be doing other mutant projects too. You ready? The Russo brothers.
Oh,
okay.
snap.
Okay.
I said, oh, that's the best news we could have had right there. We in good hands, baby. We get
We
in.
got a chance.
We won.
I don't know
We
what they're
won.
gonna do about the head,
We
bro.
won. We won. We won.
We got a chance. Do it right.
Please.
Yeah, like.
Do it right, bro.
Then apparently, with that, there's a Cyclops casting. My boy from Titans, Britton Thwaites. is in talks to play the role of Cyclops. My boy to play Nightwing in Titans.
Oh, okay. I remember that. I ain't watch it, but I do remember him.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a younger Cyclops. Younger Cyclops. Mm.
So Cyclops actually getting his own movie, or this is involved with the X-Men?
With the X-Men. For the film. You know?
You can't do a Cyclops. Well, you can't do a Cyclops movie, can you?
Yeah, because that's his whole thing, being the leader.
Yeah, he's so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would have to be like before he got found. But wasn't he found as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would... Yeah. He would have no movie, bro.
See, I feel like he's shining better as a leader, though. Like,
yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, it works out.
And hopefully they have him as that... Because he really is a Captain America level, if not better, leader. Excuse me.
Yeah,
they kind of did him dirty in the older movies.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he got punked.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence with it because it was entertaining, but I also know it probably wasn't as accurate as it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was an older movie too, though.
Yeah, that X3. Was it X3? Not X3. Worlds Collide. What was it called? When they had to go back in time.
Last Stand.
Yeah, that was great. That was a Christian chill, bro. Why you hate?
I didn't know where you was going.
My Days of Future Past when they had to go back in time.
Yeah, Days of Future Past. There we go.
Oh, that's
what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was great. I don't know who was in control of that, but they did it perfectly.
Yeah.
Because all the rest of them,
but it's all right.
They needed that movie, bro. They needed a hard reset.
He's only in a little bit. Yeah.
But all right, Russo brothers.
We're going to see what you got.
Yeah.
No pressure.
All the pressure.
They got to
push Jada Parker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. But. They got a lot to live up to because they did the.
That's not.
Lord. Then they did Civil War.
It's be nasty.
the Avengers Endgame and stuff. Yeah. And Infinity War. So they got a lot. They got high standards because what you already gave us, we already know that you can do it. So don't play
right. Right.
But, you know, jumping to the episode. Talking about the man Kai, you know, he came a long way.
Yeah. He talked about the sacrifices he made and everything to get to where he is.
He got the right personality for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he does. And he's a young dude, so, you know.
Thank you for the 7, chat.
It gives relatability to a good amount of people. So.
Hey, run that back, Fu. That was a bar. Run that back.
Run it.
I said it was a young dude, so he got you. Now, I
don't
even know. Yeah. He did a dirty. He wanted credit. He wanted credit.
Put me out there like that.
Put me on the spot. Man. I was like,
you kind of joined the team. That's all.
Yeah.
That's payback.
That was good, though. I like how you put that. I like how you put that for me. Because I feel like that's why he's successful, because he's relatable and knows how to. You know, capture the young mind.
And
in a positive way, too. Like, he ain't going out here telling people to, you know, have unprotected sex and don't care about school. And, you know, he's literally just like, hey, man, enjoy life, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go win, you know. Let's build.
You could do what I could do.
Yeah. Good example of Black excellence. Like, and he doing stuff like we would want to do, because I'm pretty sure, like, anybody Black or like grew up with the watching the people we watch and stuff, if you were doing streaming and stuff like that, you would have them just like he had Bill Nye and all them up there. Mm-hmm. People from Villa Charlie, like you can name a bunch of people. Soulja Boy, he have a bunch of
you
people, like
John Cena.
Like we would want to do that. Like you talking to people that we want to talk to. It was so nostalgic. Like that was so genius of him. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen one streamer. He was like, man, Kai's amazing. He said, but who are we supposed to interview now? He done took everybody.
He's like, he did.
I get a couple more followers. And now I ain't got nobody to interview because they already been interviewed by you. Bet. What am I gonna talk to them about?
Yo, that's crazy.
And the funny part is, like, they made a cipher for AMP, and like he made every one of them like rated. Like he made them listen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was funny too.
That's when Kevin Hart had popped out, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He just took the mic. They was like, "Hey, you still got the mic?"
Bro, they gonna call me a floor.
Yeah, man.
He was like, "Don't nobody else want the mic after what I did to it. It's over. It's canceled."
I can't believe he said that.
Hey, you know, Kevin. Crazy. Kevin be saying what he say.
Yeah, say what he say.
They need it. I'm glad he capitalized more on that because, like, doing the Thanksgiving and it was the Christmas one too. Stream with them with him and
Drewski.
They look, you need to get a show like in some way, somehow, or do a movie.
I mean, think so.
Yeah, Kiki Palmer and Scissors just do a movie together. Yep. Why can't they do a movie together? So, like,
I would not hate that.
Like, that would be hilarious.
I would not hate that. At all, like
some cousins Three or something. Town. Like,
I would not hate that.
Kevin and Kai can be like brothers, and then like Drewski be their cousin coming in town or something.
It could be just like y'all remember that movie with Anthony Anderson? I think it was Eddie Griffin and
My Baby's Daddy.
My Baby's Daddy. It could be just like that, bro.
Yo, yo.
If you never seen My Baby's Daddy, bro, I'm telling you, go see that movie. Bruce Leroy. Bruce Leroy. Oh, you got Indian in your family. That's a good movie. Yo. I went to the theater and saw that.
Yeah. I might need to rewatch it. It's been
a minute. Yeah. Right, it's been a minute. Classic,
I feel like that would be one of those types of comedies, or what they tried to do with House Party, like the new version.
Yeah.
But like it actually hit, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
That type of comedy. Yeah.
I agree.
I'm very happy to be here.
Get this man a script.
I'm just saying, they need to put us in these rooms, bro. We know what we're doing.
Man, they just want to take the ideas from us. That's all they want to do.
Not him. He probably actually get it working and be like, you know, Blur and Beyond and said this, you know, like we should at least get him some tickets or something, bruh.
Come on.
That'd be dope.
Come on.
That would be dope.
But yeah, man. Cause I watched Castanets before they were famous. Y'all know that YouTube channel, Before They Were Famous?
Yeah.
Because I just had to know. I was just like, why do I keep seeing this dude on my timeline? Like, right. You know, because this is before I knew just how big streaming really was. And yeah. I mean, he didn't do nothing astronomical outside of just, like you said, just doing it.
Yeah. You know,
and having a platform already that, you know, he was able to tell people, hey, you know, check me out here, you know, with AMP and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, bro, just...
only thing I heard him do was, like, while he was in college.
Educated, bro.
He would sacrifice his time to do the streaming and stuff. Like, he wouldn't go out to different kickbacks and events and stuff like that. He would be streaming.
So now look,
that's about the only thing I heard.
And me, I was in the library.
I don't remember how I was doing, I'll be honest with you.
Now, how stupid was I?
Probably in the room.
I mean,
we here now.
It is not bad to go to the library, kids.
I'm just saying, you could be like casting that sacrifice. Nah, I'll just play it. Nah. Like, but it's just funny, like that stuff I would do, like instead of going to like the clubs or whatever you've been at, I was in the library because I was like, I'm not about to be no college dropout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said the cat. But yeah, work on your craft. That's literally,
yeah.
And he said that on the Shannon Sharp show. He was like, what I do is nowhere near as hard as a 9-to-5, but I put in the work, you know, yeah. I keep it consistent, and it's because I love it, because I enjoy doing it, even though I had to constantly keep thinking of ideas and making sure this is right and that is right, but I enjoy doing it. Where he was like, 9-to-5, some people don't even want to do that. Most people don't even want to do that. You know what I'm saying? But they got to, because that's how they live. So he was like, ain't no way in the world I'll ever say my life is harder than somebody that got to do that. But I'm not saying that it's just all cookies and cream and it's easy to just, because if it was easy, everybody could do it.
That's right.
Well, I take that back. Everybody is doing it, but that don't mean it's successful compared to some other people.
Because some people do things like streaming. You just turn the camera on and just do whatever. Like, you got to edit. You got to be entertaining. Another thing,
right? Yeah, that's top priority.
Yeah, can be bland.
Right.
Thank you guys for coming.
Season in there, Sarah.
Like, for real.
We're playing Overwatch tonight,
and then it is tiring.
Really into that though, it's you either got to be entertaining, or you got to be good at the game to a level where you know you could explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be that level at the game.
Yeah.
And you gotta be like, and it's tiring because depending on what you're doing, whether it's gaming, vlogging, or like collabing, like you gotta make sure you got the energy. So it's like, wow.
That 24-hour stream stuff is insane. But they did say he was doing that before he was popping.
Yeah. Because he had to grind, because I believe it was a dude named Ludwig. He's another streamer. He was the top streamer on Twitch before Kai. Because Kai had he crawled up there. And then he got it. Then this other I think her name Iron Mouse, VTuber. She took it from, but then he came back again. And now he's up. It was like,
astronomical now.
Yeah.
Ka-choon.
Like, get Chris Brown on your stream, you doing something crazy. Because he don't even like
you. You get Nikki on your stream, you doing something crazy.
Yeah, Uncle Drew up there.
You get Kyrie Irving, he don't like nobody.
They really dope.
That did surprise me, bro. I'm not even going to lie to Kyrie.
Like, bro. But it's good to see people. Because you know how some people say they trying to pocket off of his success or whatever, but it's also good to see people realize where we're going in the realms of entertainment. Like, this is the thing right now. And yeah, don't think you're too good or too high and mighty to make seem like that's something that you can look down on.
Yeah, it can unite a lot of people, though, too. I feel like.
That threw me off.
He bit that lip, boy. I thought it might be able to throw that water up.
But what I liked about the interviews was how we get to hear more see the personality of the interviewees.
What'd you say for Corey?
We're gonna cleanse you.
I forgot.
Hold on, my interruption.
Because I'm sleepy. I'm not going to laugh. All right.
He's about to go.
I get on up. You know, when he was talking with the people he was interviewing.
Yeah.
He let them open up and they could talk about their feelings and everything, basically. You get to know more about them, because I remember Snoop Dogg had a shoe for Kobe. It was like in a wall, and he talked about how he got the shoe from Kobe and everything. You know,
like, he said this is Kobe.
No, he said Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that did not look right.
Said Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg and them. Some of them are part of the council people.
We ain't gonna talk about it. That's why I just brought it up.
He was
in a video with Kai before.
Yeah, that's context. Yeah, this is before that.
Yeah,
let's go. But yes.
This is a dope
shoe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I wish I could have got it. Every time I try to get Kobe, they sold out.
Well, man, it's kind of hard now, but
But I never.
Wait, what did you say?
I never.
I said. I wasn't trying to make a joke, but I'm just saying. I imagine it's hard. Man, I imagine it's hard to get his shit down.
His screen behind
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. That's all.
Lord Jesus,
my fault.
And now he's just saying because everybody would want to get it. you know, right. to pay respects.
I mean, I thought he said something else. Like, I don't.
Oh, they got Quavo on WWE.
But
that's crazy. Why all the black people got to be with Jey Uso? What's up?
I wanted to ask this question though. It's about
Chris Brown just needs to show up, then that'd be perfect.
Man, I want to see him Kamehameha somebody in the face one time.
On WWE. Are we
Chris Brown was on wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never lying. Well, you know what? I did see a tweet one time. He did have a tweet one time.
No, but I was surprised when Chris Brown was with Kata. That joint was crazy.
Yeah, I always be surprised when I see him.
It was hooping too. Like,
yeah. Crazy, bro.
He won't go on nothing really though.
Yeah,
he won't show the full bag.
You saying he could do better, Chris Brown?
What? I was saying Chris Brown won't show his full bag.
Yeah, he said he'd back him down.
So
he's gonna need some
talent. That's a challenge. Oh,
wait. I'm confused. What are we doing? Hold on.
Christian Graham said that Chris Brown down, and Chris Brown gonna need some help.
If this get clipped,
he's gonna play against.
Please watch the full episode.
Crazy. He told Chris Brown to not eat.
Every time, let me get a message.
I don't know where I stay at. I ain't answering that junk.
He's gonna be like, I heard some things. He gonna drop a diss track like he did on Quavo.
Oh my God. I would be so hurt. I would quit for real.
Damn.
Y'all want me to be the background IT guy? I'll be the background IT guy. Then y'all could just say, "Hey, Black 3 is left. He's no longer with us." You know what I'm saying? And then I could just be the background IT guy. I promise you.
But listen, I mean, if we ever got to work with Kai, that'd be love too. Like, I
think absolutely,
we have a good time. It'd be some funny people all together. So we want to do
episode. Not me.
We just wanted to do episode, like you said, give him his flowers, because like we talked about certain stuff with episodes, and this was one of those type of ones. So, I mean, it's us testing waters, like just trying to give like people that we like their flowers. Mm-hmm. So maybe in the future we'll do another one, you know, just solely based to one person again.
Right. Yeah. Well, keep doing your thing, Kai. Excited to see what else he got planned for this year, because last year was huge. So
he's got some big.
That's one thing about being a streamer too. You always gotta try to
do some animation.
Figure out what's next.
Yeah,
animation.
Boondocks.
Like, do something. You know,
do something, man.
Surprise.
But keep doing your thing though.
All right.
Everybody that's made it this far, you can check us out across all social media. Just look up Blurred and Beyond. Mm-hmm. We have a gaming channel, Space Ranger Gaming, on YouTube. Check us out.
Well, and our clapping cheeks
attempt to rise the ranks of Marvel Rivals, as well as other games.
The trouble's real.
Check out our Facebook page, the Black Space Rangers. Almost said Space Ranger Gaming again.
Let's go. 1K.
Reminder,
we hit the 1K.
Black Space Rangers. Yeah, we hit that 1K.
We hit the so, one quizzle.
Y'all might have to wait to the 2 or the 5 to get
something. Do a K.
Now.
No, I don't want to throw nothing wrong.
Please don't throw nothing wrong. We're going to get taken now.
I am not Elon Musk.
We're going to throw it the wrong angle.
What else was I going to say about it? Oh, on the group page, you can find out anything entertainment. When we know, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all for real. That 1K.
Prince and Josh do a great job of finding stuff. You know what I'm saying? They the real ones. They know before everybody else.
It's a collective.
10 times.
Some other people be in there sharing. That's good. You got to get them in there.
Mm-hmm. They see the vision. They trying to be honorary Space Rangers. So be one today.
That's right. We welcome all.
Ain't that right, Prince?
Ain't that right, Prince?
Yeah. Ain't that right, Prince?
Crazy. Yeah. All right. I don't know what that was, but you know, I think it's called the Red Armada, so they definitely welcome. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Red Notice.
That's great. Yeah.
Not I red. Mean,
we the, I'm the, you know, we the Black Army, but I welcome everybody too.
Jing, jing.
You don't even believe that what he just said. Look at his face. He started laughing. Hey,
everybody's welcome. I just know what it sounds like. I just know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
The heart and soul.
Yeah.
And we got official cards we give out too. So
love.
Mm-hmm. Is a battlefield.
Always remember.
Go beyond.